Follow Cape Talk on Twitter.
At Cape Talk.
It is the first part of our travel segment as we visit Breer Rivier, where we stop off at the Seven Oaks Winery and Vineyard Cottages. Now, Seven Oaks is a working wine farm, growing both white and red wine grapes on 55 hectares of vineyards. Now, they've only opened up to the public where you can go in and enjoy some relaxed tasting. Here's the thing. The name Seven Oaks has an interesting story, if I may put it that way, which the owner, Patrick Pauls, will be telling you all about. Patrick, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Abungile.
Yeah, talk to me. The name Seven Oaks, what's this all about?
Yes, well, thank you firstly for having me on your show. And secondly, welcome to the metropolis of Breer Rivier. Seven Oaks, I bought by default in 2003. I'm quite an auction fanatic, and off to an auction I go, much to my wife's disgust. And the farm gets knocked down to us, and I now have to phone my wife because we live in Gauteng, and I travel down on business every second or third week to the area. And I phone my wife, and she's not very happy with me, and I say, "Congratulations, we've just got ourselves a wine farm." And she was quite abrupt and said, "What is there?" And I said, "Well," and I had to think fast. You know, the previous night I had to taste the juices from the valley. Now I'm having to, while I'm sweating, tell her what it is. And I count seven oak trees in the driveway. And I say, "There's seven oaks." And Jackie, my wife, says, "Well, if I can call the farm Seven Oaks, then we're good to go for now." You know, there's always that proviso, the "for now." And about 6 weeks later, she got down to the farm without me. I was up north, and she phones me to say, "Where are the Seven Oaks?" And I'm saying, "Well, if you open your eyes and count them in the driveway, you'll see the Seven Oaks." Unfortunately, there are seven trees in the driveway, but six of them are oaks. The seventh one wasn't an oak. In my defense, it was the one furthest from me, and there was a tree in between us. Subsequently, we had to plant a small oak to continually call the farm Seven Oaks, and our logo is six large oaks and one little oak.
Yeah. You know, I can tell you, a South African always makes a plan. Six oaks, seven oaks, we'll make it seven, one way or the other. Tell us a bit more about what do you offer there now.
So about 2010, 2011, we opened up our vineyard cottages, which are four very well-appointed cottages amongst the vines, all four extremely private. We have two two-bedroom cottages and two one-bedroom cottages, and we can sleep a total of 12 people amongst the four cottages. The serious highlight of the cottages are the wood-fired Turkish baths, and they are incredibly popular, and especially the views from the baths. We find, and at sunset, obviously, we find people that come away for the weekend and they have so many plans. And once they've climbed into the Turkish bath, they go nowhere else.
Tell us more about your family venues, because, I mean, I think for many of us these days, it's now, you know, it's a big days and we want to take the family, a whole family for some of us, a big one. Any family venues, any events that we should be looking out for?
So there are a couple of add-ons. We outsourced our winemaking from day one. And just for interest, in 2006, we won Diners Club Young Winemaker of the Year, as well as the Swiss International Airlines Best Kept Secret. We've brought that on board now onto our own farm. And we've been doing that since 2018, manufacturing all the wines on our own farm. The winery is now open, and you can come and taste our Seven Oaks range, which is our lifestyle range of five wines for 30 rand per person. Our 6+1 reds, of which there are three, and that's 15 rand per tasting per wine. Then our Cup Classique, Per l'Amour de Andy, named after our daughter Andy, goes at 20 rand a tasting. And then for all the full nine, that's 90 rand per person. In addition, we also do a chocolate and wine pairing at 70 rand per person. That's done on five wines. We offer cheese platters. You see, we're not, unfortunately, we don't have the feet that some of the other areas have. So we only offer cheese platters so that we don't end up throwing food away. And I'll come back to that a bit later. For singles, doubles, and then a bespoke cheese platter as well. And in addition to our wines only being tasted on the farm, you can taste, we've just opened up a garden root tasting center. And that's at the Mooi Uitsigkom base just outside Grootbrug. So that's for tasting, enjoyment, as well as on-site purchases. Then, interestingly, we've opened up a first in Africa, which is our Theatre of Aromas. Theatre of Aromas, we have 28 aromas that we're displaying, and these aromas are found in South African as well as Seven Oaks wines. The experience is 50 Rand per person and takes about 45 minutes. It's really exciting. What happens is you go to the container, you smell the aroma, you sort of get a vision in your head of what you're smelling. You then QR code it, and it will tell you in actual fact what you really are smelling. And once you know what it is and you didn't get it right, you smell it again and you say to yourself, obviously it is, for example, banana, peach, or grapefruit. So,
absolutely fantastic.
Then yep. We also have a... Yep.
No, please continue.
Then we've also introduced a winemobile, which is an incredibly fun way of tasting our wines whilst driving through the vineyards. We do a safari where we tell all the stories of the farm, and there's some really interesting stories. It's something you need to come and experience, especially Sam's Block. I'm not going to give that away, but really great. The winemobile is 250 Rand per person, minimum of two people, and we can take a maximum of 12. The children, 14 to 17, it's 100 Rand each, and younger than that, we take by arrangement. Then we also started a pop-up restaurant. Our first date was the 13th of November, and it was a great success, where we get a private chef in, and we do a fine dining experience. The pop-up restaurant is only going to be once a month with a fixed pre-fixé menu. So it has one starter, one main, one dessert. Once again, that fits in with our policy of being green and not wasting food. You know, we live in a strange world where almost a third of all food produced gets wasted, gets thrown away in actual fact. The aim of the pop-up is to have a different chef each time. And it has to be pre-booked, and we cater for between 20 and 30 guests, adults only. Then there's lots more happening in the area, Abangile.
Sure.
From the farm, you can do walking and mountain biking, as well as there's a lot of mountain biking in the surrounding areas. We have some really great farm stalls close by, Ritaki and The Container, which serves meals. And then Fynbos Cafe is just outside Wolseley, as well as Creative Hub, and they also do meals. There's other things to do in Wolseley, for example, Adeen's Flowers. I don't know if you've heard of Adeen's Flowers. Very, very popular. They open up shortly for the summer season. And then Fynbos Animal Sanctuary. In addition, if you don't know where we are, we're at the northern end of the Slunguk Valley, where the Slunguk Road joins onto the R43, and we're about 5 kilometers from Bosjes on the Wolseley side.
Yeah.
There are lots of wedding venues in the area. Cirrus, you touched on it earlier, the Cirrus rail coming back on.
Wonderful,
online.
Yeah.
And then there's the Cirrus zip line, which is absolutely fantastic. There's a lovely little golf course in Cirrus, and Klondike Cherry Farm is not too far outside Cirrus.
So, Patrick,
and then Tulbagh is 30 kilometers away.
Yeah, I'd love to listen to you, because I mean, you have a wine mobile tasting while on your way to taste more wine. You had my curiosity, but after that, you had my full attention, and I wanted to hear so much more of this. But we are running out of time. In the sake of time, I have to give you an opportunity to have your final say to the listeners.
Yes, so we look forward to entertaining you. Bookings close next week, Wednesday, for our pop-up restaurant, Salt of the Earth. And come and have a fun time with us. Our hospitality is somewhat unique, and we like a good time and enjoying listening to our guests' stories as well.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so very much for that. Patrick Poles was the owner of Seven Oaks Winery and Vineyard Cottages, joining you as we today in our first segment of our travel. We visited Breë Rivier, where we stopped off at Seven Oaks Winery. And of course, Patrick telling us there about some of the wonderful, wonderful wine tasting activities that they have over there. Hey, don't judge me for staying on the wine tasting part of it. It sounded absolutely lovely.